Welcome back in everyone to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are joined today and rejoined, if you will, by two amazing guests. We're so thrilled to be welcoming back the programs manager at Indie Space, Rashante Brown, and welcoming on for the first time, we're welcoming the project manager at Indie Space, India Chanel. They're here to talk to us about a great new platform, if you will, that Indie Space is presenting called Indie Theater Discord Server. This is a brilliant resource, and we're so excited that we get the chance to share it with you. So with that, let's welcome on our guests, Rashante, India. Welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hi, thanks so much for having me back. I love this podcast and I love being on it.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here for the first time.
Thank you both so much for those kind words. We love getting to talk to y'all anytime Indie Space has got something going on. I feel like you could just keep raising the bar on the amazing stuff you're doing. And Rashante, it's always wonderful, wonderful to have you here. And I'm excited to talk about this new project, this new platform you've created, the Indie Theater Discord server. This is amazing. So Rashante, can we start by having you tell us a little bit about what this platform is?
Of course. So Discord itself is a platform that is what you make of it, right? So if anyone's ever used like Slack, it is pretty similar to that in that it is meant for people to communicate with each other, to talk to each other, to share information, but it's free, whereas Slack is, you know, you pay a monthly fee. And very specifically, the Indie Theater Discord is just that. It's a Discord server focused on and for the people in the indie theater community in New York City.
Amazing. India, I'd love to know, how did you all come up with the idea for this?
Well, I am the new girl in town of Indie Space, but I remember us discussing it, I want to say about a year ago. And Rashante, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a committee of some sort where people were asking for a space for us to come together and share resources to talk about talk about grants that may be coming out and just connecting with each other. Just because I feel like New York City is so massive, and especially for newcomers, it can be extremely intimidating trying to figure out like where is the community? Where do I feel welcomed? And I feel like Discord, the idea of creating the server was for us to have just that, for people that are seasoned, people that are new, to come together and, you know, share their wisdom and ask for help, for sure.
100%. Yeah. So this has been a long time in the making. This was, yeah, originally came out about a year ago at the Indie Theater Convocation. And basically what everyone was saying was that there used to be a lot of very good spaces that were just about information, because New York City is a city that every day new people were coming in. There used to be these places that like you could just send somebody and they just knew that they would be able to find resources. And in the last couple of years, a lot of those are no longer available. Like they're defunct. And so this was around the time that people were starting to feel very weird about being on Twitter and starting to feel very weird about being on Facebook. And so Indie Space, hearing from our community, because so much about Indie Space is about, you know, how we like to take what the community wants and we try to provide it for them. That's what they asked for. And so that's what we made.
That is amazing. Now, you've kind of alluded to this already, but I would love to know, Rashante, starting with you, like, what has it been like developing this and putting this great resource together?
It has been really cool. And so as far as our team was full of people who themselves had either never heard of it, had heard of it, but never used it, or used it, but never created one. And so a large portion of this process was about like figuring out the best way to go about this, right? It was a little bit about making sure that we weren't launching anything that we weren't super comfortable with and we weren't super excited about. And so that was partially like, how do we like actually even make a Discord server? But then it was, what do people actually want? And what are the functionalities that go along with that? And with the understanding that, like, even with our within our own small team, there were various levels of comfort in the within using Discord. We also spent a very long time developing an explainer so that you could go from not even knowing what Discord was to joining and starting to post on it using just this explainer. So that was the two main, like, very fun but kind of difficult parts of creating the Discord.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I would say, I know starting in and kind of seeing what the team had created within the Discord explainer, it was first of all, it's awesome. Vishante did an amazing job at creating it. It's extremely detail oriented for like they said, for people that don't have much experience for Discord or any experience at all, to people that may be a little bit more knowledgeable. It helps everyone on that spectrum. And I also, one thing I know our executive director, Randy, said is that, you know, we only get one shot at this. And that's because whenever you create something new, especially virtually, it piques people's interests, but the kinks and if there are anything that isn't as fluid as it needs to be, it can distract people enough to where they're turned off by the idea of hopping on again. And I'd say the great thing about our team is that we were so thorough that we allowed people to find a source of comfortability to be able to kind of speak and say whatever they need to say on the channels, so much to the point where it's constantly active. I'd say that we launched it, I want to say mid-March, correct me if I'm wrong, Ashante. And since then, you know, we've had people on there dropping gems, asking questions, collaborating with each other. It's been a great success, I'd say, so far.
It's amazing. I want to snowball on it because, as you both mentioned, you know, there are some people that don't know their way around Discord or don't even know much about it, myself included, but I have noticed a lot of people mentioning it. So with this great utilization of this new technology, what can users expect from or to experience from this? And India, why don't we start first with you on?
I would say if you've never been on Discord before, and with a server like this, if you have been on Discord, but you don't know much about this particular server, the vibes are super friendly. I feel like anyone, if you ask just about anything, someone is going to hop on there to advise, and not just like one-off answers. Like, people provide amazing like suggestions. People drop different links, and you can tag people. So like Vishante said, it's very similar to Slack, or if you've been on Twitter before, it's similar to Twitter. You can always expect updated information, at least from the Indie Space team. So we go on there multiple times throughout the week, dropping resources, whether it's grants or rental opportunities, job opportunities as well. And we'll talk about it a little bit later in this podcast, I'm sure, but we have new channels that are more specific to more marginalized individuals that are in the indie independent theater world that we're really excited about. So as it may be a little overwhelming because there's a lot of channels and there's a lot to kind of absorb, at any point that you decide to make a message or, you know, make your voice heard, it is always welcomed. It's the friendliest vibes. It's really cool. It's really cool.
Yeah, 100%. And the really cool thing about how Discord works is it's a little bit of a choose your own adventure. So we launched with, I think, right around 10 channels, and we are in the process in the upcoming weeks, launching an additional 13. That might seem incredibly overwhelming, but we do that because Discord works best when you're discussing specific things in the specific channels. And so we have things like affinity groups for theater makers of colors and for immigrant theater makers. And we have talking shop groups, which are like for all the technicians to get together or designers to get together. But you opt into them, right? There's a couple that everyone always has. So you always have access to funding opportunities, to job opportunities, and to things like that. But the other ones, the ones that are super duper specific, you opt in by like saying that you want to see that kind of information. And the other thing that I always like to say about Discord is that it is as it takes up as much time as you want to be on there, right? So we have people who are on there pretty consistently that like it as an aspect of social media, that like going and talking to each other using it. And then we also have people who signed up and are there because they really want funding opportunities. And so that's kind of the only thing that they engage with. There is no wrong engagement with Discord. It is how much you are comfortable with at that time. And you can always change if you would like.
That is incredible. I love that.
I think that that could also feel a little scary to people. And we always want to also reiterate that we spent a lot of time making sure that it is a safe, this is a brave space. This is a space in which a lot of different opinions are shared, but it is done in a way that is respectful and all of those kind of things. We have a full-time moderator. Our moderator is India. So India is always on there. Like India said, all of the Indie Space staff is on there as well at different parts throughout the week. So we let you go. You talk about whatever you want to talk about, but we do it in a place, in a way that is about what Indie Space is about, which is respect, about caring, about kindness, all those kind of things as well.
I love all that. That is amazing. So I usually ask this question, and it usually is going to be applied, but you know, what is the message or thought you're hoping that users or audiences or people will take away from this? Or maybe in this case, I think the better question would be, what is the end goal that you're hoping that users or visitors to this will take away? And Vishanti, why don't we stick with you first on that?
Yeah, I think that when we first started the whole process of this, and we asked a very similar question within the team, the thing that we wanted was for there to be a consistent well of information that was always being added to and never anything lost. So much of the knowledge of what Indie Theater in New York City is has been lost just by virtue of where that knowledge was stored has been lost. And so I think that's the most important part for us, that like, no matter if you joined the day that it opened, or you join a year from now, that you have the exact same type of information and that you could always see the past information as well.
Yeah, I think also, I'd also add that I feel like it's a start of making our community more visible and accessible. I feel like New York has the reputation of being, you know, closed off. You have to know people to have access to different information and experiences. And I feel like this Discord server is doing the exact opposite. We're welcoming all indie theater artists to come in and ask questions, share their knowledge, take advantage of opportunities, or to collaborate and trade and barter. So I feel like it's a start, and it's a very progressive start in finding some sort of visibility for our community to come and express themselves in a safe space. Because, you know, like Vishanti said, like I feel like that's something that isn't as easy to find and isn't as easy to store. I wouldn't say that we are the gatekeepers by any means. I would say that we are the storers of this information, the people that maintain the platform to keep everything where it needs to be. But yeah.
That's fantastic. I love that. Well, my final question for the two of you for this first part is, who do you hope have access to this? And Vishanti, I want to start with you first.
The same thing I say every time you ask me that question about anything, which is the people who need it. If you think, if you or a friend or a colleague, a teacher, anyone who does any aspect of indie theater work, be it performance or producing or PR or anything like that, and you want that information with those like-minded people, like that's who it's for. Like India said, we don't want to gatekeep this information. And Discord works best when more people are on it. So if you need it, take it.
Absolutely. That's a yes. Chef's kiss. India, anything you'd like to add to that?
You know, I think like Vishanti said, anybody that needs it, bring it, like, come, please. I'd say anyone, in more specifically, anyone that's kind of shy to put themselves out there, I feel like there's that I don't know, stereotype of anyone in the arts of being like an extroverted person that loves to schmooze. It is, I'm quite the opposite. I hate the idea of small talk. It is not cute. It's not a vibe for me. And I personally see this as a space for people that don't necessarily like that type of interaction or feel as though they need to be in those rooms in order to grow and connect. So shout out to my introverts, because this is definitely for you. Yeah.
And imagine if small talk was what was between you and funding. And that's like, we don't want that. Like, like let's in fact just like cut all of it and just get to what we're needed, where we need to go. And we do have there is a channel called Indie Hangout, which is for that. It's for the like, hey, I just wanted to like, how's everyone doing? Oh, the weather's that's mm-hmm. what that channel's for. But if you want to get on there and you just want to learn about like job opportunities, that's also free. There's a place for you.
Yeah. There's a place for everyone, for sure. Yeah.
Part of our show, we love giving our listeners the chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And of course, Ms. Shante, we've had you on a few times before. We've even kept your apartment warm for you here at Stage Whisper. But India, you are new to us, so I'd like to start with you, India, and our regular first question, which is, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or just some of your favorites?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a few that comes to mind. One in particular, George C. Wolfe wrote one of my favorite plays, The Colored Museum. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's very similar to In Living Color, the show back in the 90s. It's George C. Wolfe did an amazing job at like plastering what it feels like and what it looks like to be a part of the Black culture in a sometimes satirical way, other times like very like serious and in-depth way, which I just absolutely adored, because I saw a play where I saw myself, I saw my family, I saw my culture be represented in a way that just covered everything from like stereotypes that we may not always love to things that are very, very true and not always spoken about. So I really love that play. George C. Wolfe is amazing. One theater show that I saw, I want to say about a year ago, that really revved me up again and got me inspired again, was a Broadway show called Ain't No More by Jordan Cooper. I don't know if you saw that. Oh my God. As soon as I stepped into the theater, it was like, oh, we're at a cookout. Like it was giving, this is where I'm supposed to be. And I mean, just from there to, I believe Jordan was on stage being like, hey, this is house rules. House rules is polar opposite of what you're used to. And I was like, yes. So like we were able to kind of just be ourselves and kind of not speak directly to the actors, not be disturbing necessarily, but express ourselves. And for me, I don't want to step on my soapbox and I'll be on here for hours, but I'm very much here for theater being the sanctuary that it is. And I feel like for different cultures, sanctuary looks different for many different cultures. And I can speak for the Black culture that any form of sanctuary or form of a movement that like moves you, you're vocal about it. And I feel like that show, the playwright himself gave us that permission. And for me, it was just, that was amazing. And then lastly, my dear friend, Carl Hawkins, is a new playwright. He just came out with a play called The Process, very close to his heart and his life as someone that's part of the LGBTQ+ community. He's very moving. So I'd say it's just a special shout out to him because he's inspiring as well. But yeah, that's a little bit about me. I'm here for the culture, to sum it up.
I love that answer. I love those answers all in general. That is amazing. Vashanta, I want to ask you, because we have had you on before, you know, what changes are you most excited or do you want to see happen in the theater?
It actually has India and I are almost always on the same page when it comes to stuff like this, which is more stuff for the culture. Like, I saw my very first show ever on Broadway, like, early last year, mostly because I'm not from this part of the country. I'm from Mississippi. I moved here as an adult and then immediately got into indie theater and see all indie theater shows. So I finally saw, I saw Fat Ham. James Imes was my thesis advisor. So I, you know, had to see him. And it was a very similar experience of like, I've been in theater my entire life, like almost my entire life. And I was a storyteller. I learned storytelling, you know, at my grandfather's feet. And so that it has always held such a very special role in my heart. And by definition, the theater and the storytelling I saw was not Broadway. And the theater and storytelling I saw was about the culture. It was about coming in and feeling good and making noise and being a lot, because you are seeing and experiencing a lot and coming to it with your full selves. And then I get to like my education and then a little bit forward, and theater becomes a thing where you sit in a spot and you clap at the correct times and you're never too loud and you're never anything but exactly perfect going to see a show. And again, being someone who was also raised Southern Baptist, wow, look at us all three on this call, there is I do really appreciate the term come as you are and how and what that can mean for the theater. And I think there's a lot of shows who are really starting to like make that a part of it, the core. A lot of theater shows are doing that more and more, saying come as you are. Whatever you're wearing, it's good. Whatever you're doing is good. However you react to this thing is good. So often I think people are saying the American theater is dying, and I don't believe it. I can't believe it because this is what I do. But also like, no, the whole like you get dressed up and you pay a lot of money and you go and you sit quietly for 2.5 hours, that's dying. And maybe it needs to. The part where you are with a group of people that you may have never seen before and you may never see again, and you're in this ephemeral moment, and in this ephemeral moment, you feel the need to like cheer. And so you do, that's here to stay. And I hope that that is here to grow as well.
That's magic. Yes. That's magic right there.
Well, we have now arrived at my favorite question to ask guests. And that of course is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I was thinking about this because like, yeah, you've aired a lot of my good memories. But talking about like, you know, I believe so deeply in like, especially if you are part of a traditionally marginalized identity, finding the show or finding the moment that is about like knowing that you can exist in this space and that it is not a space that's only for a certain type of person. And I was reminded of the very first time that I ever stage managed. I was in undergrad. I had a audition for a role in the show Flying West by Pearl Clegg, which is now my actual second favorite show of all time. And I didn't get cast in it. And I remember feeling the like, grief of that, you know, the grief of what that meant to not get cast in a show that it was one of the very first shows I ever read that was like, that is me, that is my family, that is the story of my, like, you know, of my ancestry. I mean, the character in it is called Minnie, which is the name of my great grandma. So it's like, what does that mean? Like, so then I was the stage manager for it. And the way that I was able to experience the show for the first time in a way that was deeper in a lot of ways than acting, because you know the stage manager is there for all the production meetings. The stage manager knows the exact intricacies of why the costumes look like this, why the lighting looks like this, all this kind of stuff. It really did. Actually, I really think that I had a better time, and it was more impactful for me to do that, to be a stage manager in that moment. And I always say that like I wouldn't have gotten to where I am now, which is arts administration, without stage management first. The hard thing about when you're like, even when you're in school for theater, is that you don't actually know all the jobs there are in theater. Like, like, you know, there's actors and there's designers and there's technicians and there's probably musicians. And then like, that's pretty much it. And so a lot of times those jobs that are not quite taught are almost always like you start doing something that's like next to that, and then you find your way into the thing that you actually want to do. And that's what that space was. And I just remember when I was doing that, really feeling like, oh, for the first time, like, oh, this is, I don't get to be creative in that. I don't like that. And realizing how wrong I was, not only because like stage management, there is a creativity to it, but because that show, Flying West, to this day, like informs so much of my aesthetic practice. And again, I learned so much more and so much more about what it is to like what the entirety of a theater show is in that moment. I don't know. I felt very good about it. One of the you know, Facebook does those things where it's like 10 years ago today or 5 years ago today, that came up for me this morning. And that's why that one has been on my mind, because I just like, I loved it so much.
I love that memory. That's a fabulous memory. Thank you for that. India, what about you? What's your favorite theater memory?
Well, I've thought about this. I would say probably my first time seeing a musical. I was a kid. Let's just say that. I don't even think I was in high school. No, I wasn't. I think I was in middle school. And I got to see, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. So it was a national tour of The Lion King. And I remember going to see it and like being mesmerized, because like I'm sure as a kid I knew of like musical theater. I knew that you could sing, dance, and act and all of that good stuff. But to see another like level of performance of musical theater just kind of took my breath away. It allowed me to be more, it opened me up to more ideas about being a performer. As a kid, I mean, since I can remember, I've always been singing. Singing is my first love. It is what heals me. It's what moves me. And it wasn't until I saw that show that I was like, oh, wait, could I like do all of these things? This is actually possible. And then to see, you know, of course, the people kind of morph into becoming animals. And I was just mesmerized by the vision that came into fruition. I was like, how did someone think of this and then put it out there like that? So I'd probably say that was one of my favorite theater memories.
That is incredible. Incredible. Thank you, brother. Thank you both for those. Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know, are there any other projects, productions, anything else coming on the pipeline for either of you or for Indie Space that we might be able to plug?
We always have stuff that's coming up. I can say, look out in the next couple of months for something that is very specifically for people who are new to the city, that are new to New York, and that are new to doing indie theater in New York, which is a space that I care very deeply about, and that India cares very deeply about, and that Indie Space has been working for the past, you know, since January, to create something very cool and very, very big for that community.
Oh, I can't wait. And that leads to my final question, which is, if our listeners want more information about Indie Theater Discord service or about either of you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
All of the information on actually getting to the Discord server is available on the website, so indiespace.org. Also, our contact information is on the website as well. It's always just our first name at indiespace.org if you ever need to email us. And if you email any of that, or if you email the hello@indiespace.org, which is like the one, we all also get that. And so we will get you to the person who could answer your question the best.
Well, Vishante, India, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. This has been so wonderful. I love getting to talk about Indie Space and all the things that you're doing. And this new server you're creating is amazing. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait to hopefully utilize it myself. So thank you both so much for your time today.
Of course. Thank you for having us. This is fun. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I love doing this podcast. It's so much fun.
We love having you. This is great. My guests today have been the amazing programs manager for Indie Space, Vishante Brown, and the project manager, India Chanel. They joined us to talk about yet another great, great thing that Indie Space has created and is doing, and it's called the Indie Theater Discord Server. If you'd like more information about it or to contact our guest, you can head to indiespace.org and get all that amazing information. Also, stay tuned for all the amazing other opportunities that they're creating and have coming out, including a new program or thing for people new to New York City, which is exciting. We'll be staying tuned for that, which hopefully will be coming our way soon. But in the meantime, head to indiespace.org, check out this amazing, amazing new platform, the Indie Theater Discord server. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies,
and keep talking about theater
in a stage whisperer.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.